This is Imran, and you're listening to In My Humble Opinion. As you know, we often hear the word evil genius. It's often used to refer to people who have very strong, intelligent minds, but decide to do evil things with them. I think there is another problem that we are faced with today, and that is people who are evil stupid. Not evil genius, but evil stupid. And many examples of that are found in every group, in every nation, in every religion, and I'm going to talk about a few of them today. First of all, I have not seen a more stupid example of evil than the Canadian Muslims who were recently arrested in a huge sweep in Canada, in which about 17 or 20 Canadian Muslims, not recent immigrants, but people who lived there, grew up there, and called Canada home, were arrested planning to destroy that country, planning to blow up buildings, planning to behead the Prime Minister, which I don't know what purpose that would have served. However, these are stupid, evil people because they are so driven by their hate for something, they don't know what they're doing. They are actually attacking Canada, the one country in the world that almost nobody hates, except maybe some late-night comedians in America. At the same time, Canada is the country that has given home and protection to so many immigrants and political asylum seekers from countries like Pakistan, India, in parts of Africa, etc. In addition, Canada is the country that at every step has been bold and strong in standing up to America in opposing the war in Iraq, for example. Canada is the country that has sent peacekeepers in many places where Muslims are busy killing each other. So my fellow Muslims who are living in Canada should be really in love with that country. They should find it a great place to live. I know it's a little boring place to live. However, they should find it a place to be thankful for, appreciative for, and if they decide to call this place home, they should treat it as their own home. If they don't like it, they should go back to whatever hellhole or cave dwelling that they came from. So that was one example of the people who are evil, stupid. The second example is actually closer at home. There is this woman, Ann Coulter, who I actually don't even want to mention the name of. However, this is one of the most bigoted, most hateful people I have ever seen in the world. She is out with this new book called Godless that I have mentioned in a previous blog and in a previous episode of this show. The problem with Ann Coulter is that she feels that the only way to get any point or any message across to the rest of the world is to say it with the nastiest, most hateful way. And guess what? It does work for a little bit. However, it seems that she may have overstepped her bigotry and she may have overstepped her bounds. And this time there is actually a backlash against her, even thankfully from people of the far right and even people like Bill O'Reilly, etc., who are not happy with the way she has treated some 9/11 widows. Now, I have spoken about some 9/11 widows and victims trying to ask America and Americans and New York City to build a $1 billion memorial for their loved ones. But those were not the people that Ann Coulter is criticizing. She is only attacking and criticizing the widows of those Americans who died on September 11, who opposed the war or who opposed George Bush. That's just hate-filled. And the other stuff she has to say about immigrants and Muslims, etc., I have nothing to say about that except Ann Coulter is an intelligent person who is obviously evil, stupid now because of the things she is saying and doing. And I think the country has had enough of her. And the last example for today of intelligent people doing stupid, evil things is our own nation and our own government running Guantanamo Bay and Abu Ghraib-like prisons. If you have heard the news, three Arab prisoners who we have not charged with a crime but we are holding for years and years in Guantanamo committed suicide. A supposedly intelligent military official representing our country has actually gone on air and said that these people committed suicide as a PR stunt. That's not just an evil thing to say, that is a stupid, dumb thing to say about people we are holding prisoner against their will without charging them with a crime. And people commit suicide because they have given up hope, because they know there is no escape from their situation. Except for suicide bombers who kill for hatred, the only time people kill themselves is because they have no hope or they are being treated worse than animals. If these three Arabs committed suicide as a PR stunt, then what do we have to say about the 100 or so American soldiers who came back from Iraq and committed suicide? Was that a PR stunt also? What do you think? Let me know at www.imran.com. This is Imran signing off.